Shift back above a comma, six Mishnah. Bosha Shnei Shutfim. Bob belonged to two Shutfim partners, and now they're both responsible for damages incurred. Over all of Arishan Velokiso, Bashani Lokiso. If the first one passed by it and he did not cover it up. So we're saying that the second one is Chayiv. Why is the second Chayiv? So the Gemara says, it's talking about a case that the first one gave over the covering of this pit to the second one. Basically gave the responsibility to the second one. He was relying on the second one to cover it up. Yeah. Without that, then they're equally responsible. If the first one covered it properly, and then the second one walked by and he saw that it was opened, then the second one is chayiv, even if he wasn't given the cover, because the first one is not responsible because he didn't know about that it was open. The second one saw it was open, he had a responsibility to cover it up. If they covered it properly, even though afterwards something happened and it rotted in a way that they shouldn't have expected to rot, and an animal fell into it, they're potter. If they didn't cover it properly, obviously it is chayiv. Because it's not considered covering it. You have to make a covering that's strong enough and sturdy enough to withstand normal traffic that's going to go over it. Nafal afonim mikol akriya chayiv. If somebody was digging and it made a lot of noise, and that scared the cow and he fell into it, even so, since he fell into the bar, without the bar he wouldn't have fallen into the bar, he is chayiv. The owner of the bar has to pay. But la'achar mikol akriya, if he got scared from the kol akriya and he fell outside of the bar, then you're potter. Why? Because the bala bar is only chayiv if the hezek happened inside the bar. Causing the trip and he fell to the outside of the bar, Baal bar will be bought. Nafal teichel shol v'keilah v'nishdabro. An ox fell into it and he had something on his back and it broke. The yoke on his back broke. Chamav v'keilah v'niskaru. The donkey was carrying something and he had a sack on his back that got ripped. Chayvel behemel potter l'keilim. You only pay for the animal, not for the keilim. Because it's a exerce a kosev. That bar is only chayim for damages to wildlife and not for keilim. Nafal teichel shol. If the shor was a deaf, mute, insane, or cotton, what does cotton mean? A cow doesn't have a bar mitzvah, but it means that he doesn't know how to plow yet. That's one of the indications. He says there are other indications. But the idea behind it is if it's a cow that is not expected to know what he's doing, so you're chayiv. But if an intelligent person fell into it, your potter. No, this is a different reason. If it was an intelligent cow, then your potter, because the cow should have watched out for it. But human beings that fall into it, so there's another reason why your potter, because it says show v'lo yodom, that if a person dies in a shor, the bala shor, the bar is potter because it's exerce kosev, that one is not chayiv to pay it for the person who died in the thing. So if a person got wounded, then you do pay for that damages. The bala bar will pay for those damages.